Welcome to the Classy Reentire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Let's do it. So, I know how, like, we talk, it seems like every week, on just how gross this whole Saudi Arabia show is feeling. But this week it seems to caught on with everybody else on just how gross this feels, especially now that more details are coming out about the missing, presumed, assassinated journalist. I won't disrespect him by trying to pronounce his name because I'm not going to do it correctly. And now we're getting like politicians on both sides urging WWE to not go forward with this and like to terminate their deal with Saudi Arabia, because this is a 10-year deal.
Yeah,
this is year one.
So
we haven't even hit a year yet. This is month like six
or seven.
Yeah.
So we've done a fairly good job of not being super political.
No.
On this podcast, especially in these political times.
I'll throw in a Trump jab every once in a while, but usually for some comedic effect.
I don't think like. Anybody's listening to me, like, I can't, like, you can puzzle it out, like,
yeah, no, we're not, in there. We're not exactly, you know,
we made, you know,
we're not kayfabing our political leanings, you know,
like, we made the appropriate cringe noises with Linda McMahon being in the administration, and like, how do we deal with this? I think the first time was, you made some sort of like armchair booking, like, something that I just found nonsensical. I don't even remember what it was.
I don't remember at all. I don't even remember this happening.
You said, like, what
I
if
mean,
they
it
did?
Sounds like something I would do.
What if they did? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, that's the logic of a Trump supporter. And, like, this is back when he was, like, a fringe early candidate. Before,
right.
Like, it was funny and not scary still.
When we thought that there would be no way in the world someone would elect something like that.
Like, and I was like,
only truly deceivable idiots would vote. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, and I said that, and I was like, maybe, like, you know, I was like, okay, so, like, wrestling has some, like, weird pockets of fandom. And I was like, oh, do I want to let that slide on the podcast? I want to, like, go back and edit that out. And so, like, I've had that feeling every time we do it. But I'm like, there's no avoiding talking about the political ramifications of what's going on right now in this moment that WWE has walked just blindly.
So this is
going
to be Class Ring Attire episode number 349. Classy Ring Attire gets political.
So WWE specifically is being urged to back out of this.
Yes.
Which,
because there are numerous, because like this is all part of, I think it was like Saudi Arabia 2030 campaign or something that the Crown Prince has put together. And there are all these other companies that had signed these agreements as part of this whole vision for the future of Saudi Arabia kind of thing, and WWE's among those companies, and a lot of those companies have now recently backed out.
Well, and so, like, yeah, initially
I'm sure they don't have, like, the massive deal that WWE has or something along anywhere near that.
Initially, there's this big call to, like, you know, everybody pull out, and most of the companies, you know, were like, yes, right away, we're pulling out, WWE's response is basically new phone who dis.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a... It's not a yes we will. It's not a no we won't. It's a
monitoring the situation. I mean, if you want to sit here and say that, oh, there's no way that WWE sent JBL to Fox Business the other day to talk about it, I'm like, yeah, you're completely misguided and delusional.
Yeah.
And I think he also made a point on Twitter, or at least I saw someone screenshot it, where, you know, he was like, well, X number of journalists has been assassinated or something, or killed in the region or whatever, or in Saudi Arabia. And I'm like, yeah, no, this is just one instance of a bigger problem here. This is obviously the one that gets the most, you know, juice behind it, the most attention behind it.
Right.
But this is indicative of a much bigger thing. This isn't the first time that this has been alleged of the Saudi Arabian government.
So... now, at this point, WWE is being called on specifically.
Yeah.
That they are being highlighted as this American company that is doing business.
Yeah.
And doing
and all indication,
extensive business.
Yeah. All indication is right now, no one in the company except for the higher ups, the select few, the members of the board probably.
Right.
Nobody except for those few people actually want to do this.
Right.
I don't know about like the part-timers that are getting paid a ridiculous amount of money, but I can imagine the, you know, the just everyday wrestlers of WWE are not feeling too comfortable with this, both like in a sense of from a moral standpoint and from their own personal safety.
Right, right.
You know, like this happened to a journalist who spoke out against the country and was in a different country.
Yeah.
He was in Turkey when this happened.
So WWE, as far as the higher ups go,
mm-hmm.
haven't come out and said it, but have made it pretty clear that they do not want to cancel this.
No.
Like you said before, it's a 10-year deal.
It is a 10-year deal.
That they are...
I don't know what
year
the...
one of.
I don't know what the, like, year-to-year, like, what they're making per year on this deal. But it is very... It's hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think we were talking a few days ago on our little... our group chat. That... suddenly WWE is in a partnership with someone that they don't want to anger too much because they finally met their match as far as deep pockets.
Right.
So if they ever get in a legal battle over this with Saudi Arabia, WWE is going to run out of money long before Saudi Arabia.
Well, yeah, and I have no idea what the deal is. It's not been made very clear.
No.
You know, what the parameters of the deal are, who stands to benefit what,
yeah.
and if one side or the other pulls out of it,
mm-hmm.
what are their options considering that? What are the
right
ramifications?
And who is
legally going to enforce those ramifications?
Right. And what harm is it going to do with the shareholders?
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, we talked numerous points during the year that, you know, WWE stocks have only gone one way
mm-hmm.
this whole year.
Yeah.
Except for like the last few days, I assume.
Right.
You're the one that has all the stats
right.
on that.
So yeah. So I'll pull it up now.
We are a WWE shareholder.
Yes.
Notice we didn't say shares holder or anything like that. Just one.
But we would like our vote to go to please pull out.
Please pull out. We will continue to own stock if you pull out.
So and obviously like we. Are still well in the black.
Sure.
Because the...
Because when we bought in, stock was worth what?
We bought it at around 50.
Okay.
But we bought right before, like, the SmackDown
before
Fox
the deal
went
yeah.
through and everything went mm-hmm. through the roof. And so it's gone down about 5% in the past month.
Okay. Where is it sitting at right now?
It's sitting at 84, basically.
Okay, and this is as of October 17th.
Yes. And so it's not a mm-hmm. I mean, 5% is not a huge
right.
monumental
I mean,
loss.
We're still in the moment. We're still in the point of people are trying to figure out what exactly mm-hmm. went on, who was responsible for what, and at the same time, we're waiting to see of how exactly WWE handles it.
Yeah,
because right now, they're only handling it in the sense that they're no longer mentioning Saudi Arabia whenever they promote Crown Jewel. It's they're just saying Crown Jewel.
Right.
They're not saying where it's at. They're not saying what the stadium is or anything like that.
This amount of fluctuation from month to month can happen. This
sure,
is not
sure. this
crazy
is,
unheard of.
Right.
I will say, of all the various stocks I own, everything is on an upward trend,
mm-hmm.
save for WWE
mm-hmm.
and HMNY, which is the company that owns MoviePass.
Ah,
so,
okay.
like...
So, yeah, we can... Why do you have stocks in that?
Well,
it's going to die.
It was a long time ago, and, like, yeah, stock is 1.8 cents per stock right now, so, like...
So you're holding on for what?
Because if I like cash out now, oh, I get 1.8. If I wait till it dies, oh, I've lost 1.8 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And on the crazy off chance that they're like, oh, we figured out the magical solution, we're now, you know, we're Netflix levels,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, because somebody cashed out on Apple at like $2
sure.
and hates themselves to that day.
Right.
And I'm not going to be that person.
Are you still like in the same, like, you know, percentage of ownership as WWE?
Like one share?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Weird stock thing. I Well, I did have more shares, but they consolidated my shares.
Oh.
So in an effort to boost the price of the stock, they consolidated it a month ago, maybe 2 months ago now. So,
oh, when it was still worth like 3 cents?
Yeah, pretty much. My point is, like, I'm not a genius stock picker.
No.
And so for everything to be going up, save for MoviePass and you, like,
I have a feeling
that's an interesting,
I mean,
position to be in.
Best case scenario for WWE and their stockholders is definitive proof comes out that it was not the Saudi Arabian government behind this.
Right.
Okay. Other than that, I see nothing but a losing situation for them from a stock perspective. Because I, yeah, they're worried that if they pull out of the show,
they're going to take a hit.
They're worried that they're going to take a hit. That's why they haven't canceled the show right now. Or at least that's what we assume. But they do get a little tiny sliver of, you know, a little plot on the moral high ground.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in 2018, that's like prime real estate right now.
Yeah.
Well, and then on the other hand, if they go forward with this and more information comes out that this absolutely was the Saudi Arabian government that was behind all this, and all of the, because the details are coming out day by day right now.
Right.
And it's, so far, it's still not looking good. But if they, at that point, I have a feeling the stock market is still going to take a hit.
It will take a hit. And there is,
maybe not from a corporate standpoint, because they're going to be raking in a ton of money, but it's, I don't know if it's worth it at this point.
I mean, you're placing bets on what's going to get the bigger hit.
Right.
And all signs point to, they believe that for the stock reasons, the best thing to do is go forward.
Mm-hmm.
All systems go, steam ahead. And it's basically been said, unless they are told that they can't go.
Right. Right now, they are waiting to be told by, you know, the State Department or the president.
Or, yeah, Trump. And Trump, and then and again, where it gets political here, Trump has come out, and he's come out and said a lot of things.
Well, sure.
But among them, that he somewhere between, like, doesn't believe that the Saudi government is responsible for this, that this might be, you know, rogue assassins that have done this, and also something to the effect of, you have to, you know, weigh the life of this one person against what we're still doing it. Essentially, yeah, if they did it, so what? It's still, we'd still want money from Saudi Arabia.
Right. On top of, you know, well, they're not guilty until proven innocent kind of situation, which is pretty much the Kavanaugh defense.
Yeah. So the long and short of it is, it does not look like we are in a situation where Trump is going to be saying,
no, Lord, no.
Any sort of, like, you need to be,
I did love
backing
the graphic
out of this.
That, you know, because he had said the effect of, you know, I have no, like, financial interest in Saudi Arabia. And then someone on Twitter is like, yeah, well, here's a whole entire list that says otherwise. So, yeah, I don't see anyone from the government telling WWE anytime soon that they do not need to go.
Right. And so it will come down. It's 3 weeks away now.
Yep.
At this point, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come down to how intensely public pressure is.
Yeah.
To do this again.
And that needs to be the driving force for the fans that are grossed out by this. Is, I don't, you know, tweet, talk to, like, we saw this at WrestleMania, you know, over the whole,
WrestleMania's been brought up a lot, but it's not quite the same thing.
Because there's no sponsor for the show.
Well, there's also, like, the thing we wanted at WrestleMania was, like, stop calling this match this name. Like, you still get to have the match.
Right, sure.
You still get to have the same event you want, everything.
This is totally apples and oranges. Like, but, you know, the fan outcry got WWE to change something.
Yes.
Granted, the outcry was towards,
It was a well-organized, we're going to complain to this company who is sponsoring this.
But with this show,
and this is
the
how,
sponsor is the Saudi Arabian government.
Right,
you're
going
to complain to them? They don't care. And
so at WrestleMania, the fans were able to turn a situation that wasn't about money,
into a situation that was about money by scaring them with the Snickers possible pullout. The problem here is this situation from the get-go is about money.
Yes.
The only reason WWE is not pulling out is because it's financially vested. If they were approached at this moment, mm-hmm. I feel pretty sure it's, oh, no, that's an incredibly sticky situation. We're going to wait until this all blows over,
right.
Even if it is a potential big payday.
I would say that if, you know, all this the stuff going on, I believe would be grounds for terminating the contract with Saudi Arabia. You know, I surely there has to be some sort of like clause in there that says, you know, if someone does some sketchy stuff, the other party has the right to back out of the contract or something like that. Most it seems like a lot of these contracts have something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
but I know nothing about.
I've never signed a contract.
Government. I've never signed a contract with, you know, a foreign country before.
Yeah.
But you would think there would be some sort of, and at that point, it would be WWE's best interest to. I can see them going through with Crown Jewel, and then sometime soon after terminating the remainder of the contract before they ever announce any further shows or anything like that.
WWE
if they're not going to cancel the show, which I feel like would be the smartest move, the next smartest move would be to terminate the contract immediately after.
What's interesting right now is, and you know, we can consider this as shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're talking about, like, there is an almost guaranteed shot that no matter what they do, stock is taking a hit.
Right.
Now would be the exact moment to start pulling out.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, this is something that you would need to be getting ahead of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a scenario outside of the miraculous of, you know, it was some other organization or somebody else behind all this. Outside of that, there is no win for WWE stock.
Yeah.
I do not see it. I agree. Like, now it would be the time to do something and cancel it. You could still have those matches anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be a sign of good faith of, you know, having the show in Canada, seeing as how, you know, members of the Saudi Arabian government basically threatened a second 9/11 to Canada, which is a whole other reason why their whole show is gross. And they were, I believe they were showing some hype up, like, isn't Saudi Arabia great videos at a Canadian show that WWE did?
Yeah.
Which, just on top of, you know, no women being allowed mm-hmm. to go there. Like, there's so many reasons that this is gross. This is just the latest thing.
It is. And I will say, like, morality-wise, mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Business-wise, I still don't know what I think the best call is. Like, unfortunately, morality is a fleeting thing.
Sure.
And WWE is the only option. And we talked about, like, oh, mm-hmm. we are now directly supporting, mm-hmm. you know, Linda, who is in this cabinet, and how do we feel about
right.
this? And your end result is, like, grip my teeth.
Yeah.
Grip my teeth.
Grip my teeth, like, in the same way that you have relatives that, you know, voted in a way that you don't agree with. Like,
yes.
It's kind of like in that same vein. Now, I will say this. Eventually, okay, because this is a huge payday for WWE. This is a ton of money, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But where does the majority of WWE's annual income, like steady income, come from? The United States.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, I've lost track of how many articles have been printed in the United States in the last few days against this.
Absolutely.
In the United States. Like, so at a point, you would imagine if they continue to do this, they're going to take a hit business-wise from the United States.
Well, that comes down to...
And that's their lifeblood.
That comes down to if they can weather the storm and how bad the PR storm
right.
is. If something...
And the PR storm's already getting pretty bad.
It's bad right now. It absolutely is bad right now. 3 weeks is a long time.
It is, especially in today's climate where people get enraged by a different thing every few weeks.
We are also, and I'm sure all of this has been discussed in Wade, we are headed towards the midterms,
yep,
which is a political firestorm, worse, more so than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, these are articles and, you know, think pieces and mm-hmm. essays that are ending up in the same political blogosphere. Yes. Of why they should or shouldn't do mm-hmm. this and how it affects them. There's not a whole lot of like...
And I'm seeing a lot more just general attention of the public to a midterm, which, you know, it doesn't... Like, usually not a whole lot of attention is
right.
shed on these midterms. So you have all this attention already, and if you start, like, lumping this WWE stuff with the Saudi Arabia stuff in, that's a lot of attention towards
well,
us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, but the WWE... And I'm suspecting it is this going to get lumped in and be part of the cycle?
Right.
Or is the cycle going to kind of wash this over?
I could see...
A week from now...
I could see it both, yeah.
A week from now, mainstream media... Like, obviously, you know, Squared Circle and WrestleZone and Meltzer sure. are still going to bring this up
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. But if we've moved past... You know, if John Oliver doesn't have anything to say next week,
mm-hmm.
if the Washington Post doesn't have, like, any, like, WWE yeah. is still planning this... And there is not a lot of, like, the business section of
yeah.
the paper isn't commenting on this. It's not a business story. It's a political story right now. And the political story will have a notation of, like, WWE wants to keep doing this because of business reasons.
Right.
But it is a political story, and it will either get caught up and be a big part of the political
mm-hmm.
conversation going forward,
yeah.
or it will get washed over with bigger and louder stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can get, like, I think what they're hoping for
mm-hmm.
is it gets washed over.
Yep.
All of us who are going to, you know, have the daily content pushed upon us by Squared Circle and Meltzer and WrestleZone.
Yeah.
Are still going to, like, maybe we won't watch that thing on the network.
Yeah.
But we still have paid for that month of network.
Sure. Yeah.
So
100%. Like, it's
fine.
Yeah.
And you're still going to watch, like, and it comes down to, you know, they are still the WWE. They are still the one and only option. It's worth noting that Bound for Glory,
mm-hmm.
TNA's WrestleMania,
yeah.
was this weekend.
Yeah.
And it is not part of the conversation.
No, the most I've heard about that show, and again, I've not paid any attention. Joel, you're, you know, on a whole different spectrum on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I've heard about Bound for Glory was the finish of the main event and whether or not it was a work with Austin Aries.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing is, like...
And now we're finding out it probably was a work.
Well, and it's... But they had a finish. They had a cage
yeah.
finish. It was Austin Aries. It was Johnny Impact, who is John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Currently there, he's Johnny Impact.
Yeah.
But it was these two, you know, fairly high-profile wrestlers, both former WWE superstars, some of the biggest I know that guy on the indie circuit
sure.
in their main event for their championship with a potential contentious finish there,
mm-hmm.
and it's a blip.
Yeah.
There
was plenty of buzz around it when it happened, but it's gotten, you know, it's been kind of washed over with
yeah.
all the Saudi Arabia
stuff. And so it's the biggest thing. It's like, okay, so you're going to boycott the Crown Jewel match, what are you going to do? Like,
yeah.
you're still going to tune in the next Monday. You'll still, like,
you'll still find out what
Survivor
happened.
Series is next.
Right.
And not only that, you're going to watch Evolution 5
yeah.
days earlier and
yeah.
feel super good about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, which was, you know, by design.
Yeah.
Stop. If it was ever apparent at any point in time that Evolution was just kind of a smokescreen so people wouldn't pay as much attention to the Saudi Arabia stuff, it is now. Like, it's super apparent.
WWE is good at weathering these storms.
Sure, yeah.
Basically, 96 to mm-hmm. 2002 was
yep.
one nonstop WWE is a garbage fire, we should
mm-hmm.
all boycott it storm.
Yeah.
Was
96 the steroids trial?
No, that was before that. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about, like...
But
oh.
I mean, like, in the public eye, like, it started really with the steroids
trial.
Well,
you had the steroids
so even
stuff
further back
in 92, 93.
Yeah, so really from 92 on.
Yeah.
yeah,
and then you had the Attitude Era. This is... They're
yep.
just rude.
Yep.
And I don't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad influence on our children.
Yep.
And so, WWE is good at dealing with the fact that, I mean, to this day, they are considered trash TV.
Yeah.
More often than not. And
whether that's fair or unfair.
Whether that's fair or unfair.
Yeah.
And they try and get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw an argument of this is not helping.
No.
Because anything that paints WWE in a bad light
mm-hmm.
pushes them right back down to, oh, that's trash TV.
Yeah.
And so, but there's so much money. Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes back to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know business-wise what the correct decision is.
Yeah.
Morality-wise, yeah, easy. Mm-hmm. Easy, no contest.
I think in the long run, I think they take a bigger hit if they go forward with it.
You think so?
I really do think so.
With the information...
Again, like, it depends on the information that comes out.
With the information right now, I think they take a bigger hit leaving.
Okay.
Just because I think that 10-year deal is so lucrative.
Yeah.
But I think 3 weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
And you need 3 weeks to go your way.
Mm-hmm.
And if 3 weeks doesn't go your way, I think...
Right now, it doesn't look great because, again, like, every day, new details, new talks about a recording of what exactly happened or more details of what exactly happened.
Well, and those details, and as they come out about this incident,
mm-hmm.
they need to continue to be connected to WWE is still going over there.
Yeah.
Which right now, a lot of that is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stories that are largely about, you know... Hey, we have found out this information. This mm-hmm. recording has come out. These flight manifestos have come out.
Yep.
We now believe this because of these reasons.
Yeah.
By the way, companies X, Y, and Z have now pulled out.
Yeah.
WWE is still going.
Yeah.
Like it's a little notation mm-hmm. on almost all of these articles, or at least several of them. And, I mean, it'll be the biggest story next week, too. Like, yeah. We will have...
It's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the weeks leading up to it, as long as they're still continuing to do it, I feel like it is very fair for both of us to answer a simple question. As it stands right now, with the current climate, with the current state of everything going on right now, do you still plan to watch Crown Jewel? I'm going to tell you right now, me, no.
No. For morality reasons?
For morality reasons. And again, like, I'm not going to sit here and kid ourselves and be like, oh, we're going to cancel our subscription to WWE Network. We're a wrestling podcast. We cover this stuff, like... It would be stupid to tell you guys, oh, we're going to cancel it. We're going to tell you to cancel it. Like, no, you do whatever you want and however you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And in order for us as a podcast to remain relevant, canceling our network subscription isn't feasible.
Right.
You know?
That's
the business move of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This came up a lot. With, mm-hmm. and I think we've talked about it on the podcast, the James Gunn Guardians issues. Yeah. And so there was this big, like, oh, are you boycotting Guardians 3 mm-hmm. In whatever form it comes out?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of thinking about it. And I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I like Guardians. And there was a lot of like, you know, oh, but should I because of these issues? And like, I like Guardians, but I like that Guardians. And Where do I land on it? And ultimately, it comes down to, in this day and age, boycotting does very little to nothing.
Yeah.
Boycotting is not an effective tool for demonstration at this point. Mm. And so that's kind of where I land on
mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, like, you're stupid or wrong to boycott if it's for personal reasons.
No.
Or even if it's for, like, no, I believe in the boycott as a thing.
Do what you feel compelled is right.
Yeah.
You know?
And so it comes down to me, and it's not a thing where I'm like, no, I'm going to watch it because boycotting is stupid and I need to boycott the concept of boycotting.
Yeah. It
might even honestly come down to something where I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm not going to get up early this time.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I work first shift now. Like, it airs at noon. Like,
yeah, it's now more inconvenient.
Yeah, like, it, and so there's that. Plus, A, like, morality reasons. And B, it's going to feel super gross if you're watching that and they pull up another one of, like, come to Saudi Arabia, commercials that they had in the other
one. Well, that's the question.
Those felt gross. You know, back in April or whenever it may.
Well, and the question is, do they have to? Like, is that part of the contract? Just A, talk about how great it is constantly in commentary, mm-hmm. and B, you know, air these videos of. Like,
I have a feeling it's
promotion.
Part of the deal to air something there like that. Much like anytime they're in Atlanta, you have like the Made in Georgia. Stamp
right. Well,
the
they get a huge tax break for putting the Made in Georgia there.
So I have a feeling that it is a requirement. Because, again, like, it is part of this, the whole 2030 thing where they're trying to bring in, you know, they're trying to bring in more Western entertainment and kind of opening the doors to Saudi Arabia and become for a more progressive Saudi Arabia as a front.
Yeah.
Assuming. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I would imagine, like, if since it's part of that whole movement and part of that initiative,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it would have to absolutely 100% be a requirement.
I mean, and I don't know who
that
edited, I don't know who filmed and edited that video and mm-hmm. who got final approval over it.
Right.
Which is an interesting question right now is like, mm-hmm. does WWE get, I would assume they would, you know, have made sure they had final say on anything that aired on their network.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying, like, you air that,
mm-hmm.
it becomes part of your network and it becomes part of your vault, your library. That is a permanent stain on your product.
It absolutely is.
Unless, like, something comes out after the fact and they, you know, they crisp and wall those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, you know, again, it's their, they own it, you know, they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it becomes a permanent stain to their library.
So, it as WWE said, we will continue to monitor the situation.
Yeah.
They're hoping for, you know, a magic trick to fix all of this.
Yeah, no, they're wanting something to go their way. They're hoping, like, miracle of miracles, the journalist shows up completely fine, you know, somewhere. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think they're hoping for Trump to say something that is just so outlandish and
that's
the story from now on, and nobody has time to talk about
right now. All the outlandish things he's saying is about the Saudi Arabia thing,
right? Like, right.
Yeah.
I think they want this Saudi Arabia thing to be the smallest, most, and like you said, they've stopped talking about this being crown jewel in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
It's crown jewel now.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you know, and I haven't had a counter the past weeks to compare to my counter this week, but it feels like crown jewel in general and hey, it's coming was a lot more muted than it has been in the past.
There's been zero mention of Saudi Arabia on Raw and SmackDown. But yeah, like you can definitely see a difference on how they're promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Which honestly might end up for the best because it's not as heavy handed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the weeks prior, like, they just smack you in the face with it.
Well, and maybe what they do, if it's, you know, again, I don't know what the contract is. Maybe it behooves mm-hmm. them to not air it on the network. Like, they go and they do their show,
mm-hmm.
and they don't air it on the network. Or if they have to air it on the network, I don't know, they air it at, like, 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Or they if they do it live, but they don't do that immediate, like, replay that you have, you know, that would be at a more convenient time for an American audience.
Yeah. Well, I think that's everything we want to cover with Saudi Arabia, or
which is crazy that because the next thing to cover and the only other really big thing to cover
if you want to like remain political here, so Joel, go ahead and tell us on why you think climate change is a hoax. And go.
It's round.
Effing round. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The other big thing to cover, the only other really thing to cover at all this week is SmackDown 1000.
Right, which feels like such small potatoes
Which is insane because that should be the first biggest and main story
going on. Just as big of a deal as Raw 1000 was back in 2012, this also should be a huge deal. And it really wasn't.
It wasn't. And
it felt like really rushed towards the end because I think Evolution took longer than they were planning out for.
So, several thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
In no particular order.
Okay.
One, I remember enjoying Raw 1000.
I loved Raw 1000.
I remember enjoying Raw 900, which isn't as big a deal number. Like, I just
don't remember it, but okay. But I'll take your word for it.
Remember them, like,
but I remember, like, they would used to do, like, those, like milestone episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And each one felt like, all right, well, you could, you know, this surprise happens or this surprise happens. And really, the only surprise that happened at Raw 1000 was that Vince and the other McMahons came out.
At SmackDown 1000.
Or SmackDown, that's why I want to get that. I'm going to mix that up so many times.
Oh, yeah, understandable.
But that's really the only, like, surprise.
The SmackDown 1000 felt like a dud, much like the Raw 25 earlier this year.
Right.
These just these like...
Except now, they managed to do it in only one building.
Well, these big, eventful, milestone episodes, these past two, they've just kind of felt blah.
Yeah, no, it's all just, you know, hey, we're going to announce this name ahead of time.
Yeah.
Here's their segment. We're going to try to weave in the current storylines through it. But ultimately, it's not really going to have any effect on anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird, like, bottle episode.
Second thought.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some videos, as we were, like, video package of the highlights of 1,000 episodes, glory moments, da-da-da-da. Yeah. Remember this? Which we get for Raw and which we get for, you know, sure, all kinds of things. So I don't know, like, maybe this was a rare misstep in the video editing department. But, like, the intro video of, like, SmackDown through the years.
Right.
And a lot of the other ones just felt very subpar. And, like, maybe it was the video mm-hmm. editing's, like, rare misstep. But what it probably was, and honestly was really highlighting how much of a B-show
yeah.
SmackDown is
mm-hmm.
for WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, the Raw one... And the Raw 25 one is honestly a better example to pull from
mm-hmm.
Because A, it's more recent, and B, it's just, it was such a, for all the issues with that show,
yeah.
there were great video packages highlighting iconic moments
yeah.
and a great, like, you know, here's Raw through mm-hmm. the ages kind of montage thing.
Yeah.
And you see all these shocking moments and all these, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I remember, you know, either tweeting them or yeah. talking about them if they were recent, or like hearing about them on the playground, seeing people like, let's recreate this thing that happened on Raw last night.
Yeah.
Kind of things. And SmackDown, like, there was some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, so much of it was like,
that's what happens when you have, like, what year did SmackDown?
99, I think.
So almost 20 years. This is what happens when you spend almost 20 years with such a large proportion of that show being the B show.
Yeah.
Now, there were pockets in time where they were really trying. Like, mm-hmm. when it first started, the era of the SmackDown 6.
Yeah.
And, like, the beginning of SmackDown Live. Like, and there's, like, a few pockets here and there.
Yeah.
But well, other than that, it's mostly just, what's The Undertaker going to do this week? Cool. The rest of it, we're going to show replays of what happened on Raw.
Well, and so they have several moments from, like, oh, The Rock is doing this thing. Oh, yeah, that Kurt Angle-John Cena feud. A few things of like, oh, Stone Cold doing this. I didn't remember that was on SmackDown. I assumed it was on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like, oh, here's a cake going in somebody's face.
Sure.
Here's a dance-off. Here's a mud wrestling. Mm-hmm. Here's another dance-off.
The significance of SmackDown 1000 can be indicated by who was there and who was not. Okay. Mm-hmm. By and compare it to Raw 1000.
Okay.
Who was at Raw 1000? The Rock was at Raw 1000.
The Rock.
Was The Rock at SmackDown 1000?
The Rock tweeted about SmackDown 1000.
But was he physically there?
No.
No, he was not.
So
so that's 0 for 1.
So
John Cena was at Raw 1000. Was that John Cena at SmackDown 1000?
He made a video.
But what did he... Was he obviously in the building in Washington, D.C.?
Live via satellite.
So that's a no.
No.
And the third one's a low blow, but CM Punk
CM
was
Punk
there. Big Show was at both, so there's that. And we got new tag team champions because of it.
Yes.
So here, the question I have about that is: Big Show part of the bar now? Like, are they a 3-man team? Like, it would be kind of like, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
Give something for Big Show to do, and if he's coming back for any amount of time, and he, you know, didn't get into the qualifying thing for the World Cup, whatever, yeah. which is so stupid. I did like that joke where it's like, you know, it's not really much of a diversity as far as like the different nations that are in the World Cup. And you're like, well, yeah, the rest of them, you know, pulled out of the Saudi Arabia agreement. So they did what they could.
Yeah. So, well, and you bring up The Rock, and like The Rock named SmackDown.
It is literally The Rock show.
Yeah. And like,
for someone who is like, that show was his, he did not spend a lot of time on SmackDown.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, and like, and The Rock, I remember, so The Rock is not ashamed of his past.
No.
At least now. Like, he was for a while. Like, mm-hmm. William's like, no, I'm a real actor.
But now, like, the last few years, he's fully embraced it.
He's fully embraced it. He's, you know, like, he goes on Twitter as The Rock.
Yeah.
Not as like, no, I'm not The Rock. I'm Dwayne Johnson. Da, da, da.
Sure.
He will constantly comment, not constantly, but he will frequently comment on something that's happening, if it's a big deal, with wrestling related. He'll even, like, he'll have videos where he will, you know, oh, let's rewatch The Rock's first match and, you know, comment, you know, just do audio commentary on it. Or, and he'll do, like, he did a thing recently where he, you know, watched and commented on The Scorpion King since it's his first lead role in a movie. I mean, and The Scorpion King is not The Rock's best movie. It is definitely still The Rock.
The Rundown.
The Rundown's his best movie? I mean, arguably so. Arguably
I mean,
so.
I it seems that that is the general favorite amongst most people I talk to. My personal favorite was always Walking Tall.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't watched it in a while, and it's probably good that I don't, because I don't. I can't imagine it, you know, holds up very well. But I like Walking Tall.
I will say The Rundown feels like the first The Rock, the action star movie.
Sure.
The Scorpion King is still definitely The Rock, the wrestler in a funny costume movie.
Sure.
Which is fine. Like, sure. Like, there is a place for that, and that place is the Scorpion King.
Like, just like his appearance on Star Trek?
Yeah, Star Trek Voyager.
There you go.
On that.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, like, The Rock is not too good to do this.
No. Mm.
It's just not worth his time.
No.
And SmackDown wasn't worth his time, which is a shame.
Sure. And I don't want to bring it all the way back to Saudi Arabia, but I mean, I wouldn't really want to be associated with WWE right now either.
No, and that's honestly, that's a point.
Like, people who are employed by them don't have much of a choice.
That's a point that he honestly got glossed over. Mm-hmm. Like, you have guys like The Undertaker who, like, the people who are going to be mad at The Undertaker, whatever. He's you know, he is WWE. Like, they're going to pay him a gobsmack a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, he's going to do it, even if he's like, yeah, bro, shouldn't. But he'll do it.
Yeah.
But you have people like John Cena, who is trying to build a brand of John Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena, the, you know.
He's trying to be universally loved like The Rock, essentially.
Yes.
Like,
and he's doing a good job of it. He is getting the right movie roles. He is appearing on the right talk shows, saying the right funny things. He is becoming.
And he went to Australia. You know, he didn't take a bump, but he went to Australia.
But he's becoming genuinely well-loved as, you know, John Cena, the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, does John Cena want to go to Saudi Arabia right now?
Probably not.
And so,
but he is a qualifier in the World Cup.
He is, but, like, let's see if he still is.
Let's see, yeah. Let's see.
And that's the thing. Is like, do you bump him off, or do you just, like, just stop, you know, putting his thing in the Photoshop and you start putting somebody else? And, like, nobody, no, you didn't notice that.
You can't see him.
You can't see him.
Literally. Yeah. But speaking of not being on SmackDown very much, Evolution, they, renowned SmackDown team, Evolution, came out.
That feels like they had to have somebody.
Yeah.
And
Randy Orton's on SmackDown anyways.
Randy Orton's there. Triple H is going to be there anyway.
Ric Flair was going to be there because Charlotte's on that show.
Yeah, like, Ric Flair wasn't hard, and Batista wanted to be there.
He really wanted, again, Batista was such a big part of SmackDown.
Yes.
After Evolution. Like, Evolution was already done and gone. And he went to SmackDown, and it was his show, his and Edge's show for a while, and Rey Mysterio as well. Like they could have just had him.
Oh yeah.
As a staple of SmackDown. And it would have been amazing. And people went nuts for him.
Mm-hmm.
You think people really went nuts for Evolution as a whole? What were they chanting when Evolution came out? They were all chanting for Batista.
Did it feel weird to you talking about Evolution now and the importance of Evolution when we've spent a month and a half talking about the importance of Evolution, talking about something entirely different than this Evolution?
Because for all the, you know, genius branding that WWE does, They dropped the ball on this one. They should have. They could have named that pay-per-view anything else.
Yeah.
Anything else. Just don't name it after a wrestler. Anything else. Because they don't have a good history with that. Not for women.
I'm not like...
They could have named it anything else.
I'm fine with naming it Evolution, but then just don't choose the, like,
one-month
interval. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where we're going to reunite other Evolution. And, like...
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they were... Maybe WWE was scared that Batista was going to get the reaction he did last time he was in the company.
Maybe, but, like...
That's before the Avengers, before Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Well, and Batista got a loud, you know, response it when he came out.
It just happened to be in the height of the Daniel Bryan thing,
right.
And Daniel Bryan wasn't in the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Like, that's all that was. So, I don't even really get that, reasoning if that was the case. And they were never on SmackDown. They were a Raw exclusive team.
Yeah.
It was during the brand split. Evolution did not exist on SmackDown in any fashion that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't know. It was. You remember those, like, Raw goes old school?
Yeah,
it was that. It was SmackDown goes old school.
Yeah, pretty much.
More than anything else.
It was Batista comes out, makes a few jokes.
We have a Cutting Edge episode.
Cutting Edge episode. Batista teases, a feud with Triple H, which they just ignore and hug at the end. So I'm guessing Batista went off script on that. the Edge segment. Those segments probably go a little bit too long. You got, like, a really short Miz and
Rusev
match. The Nakamura Rey Mysterio match didn't feel rushed, but I was starting to sweat a little bit whenever Undertaker's gong hits and it's like 6 minutes till, and you're like, okay, no, like, they're running over.
That's our pretty standard over-under on Undertaker to the ring.
Yeah. And sure enough, he finally gets to the ring and he just says, rest in peace, end of show.
Yeah.
So, like, it really, like, kind of barely got a finger over the finish line on that one. And yet people wanted to give, All In crap for running out of time. Please. So, and it just felt like it felt, a little bit elevated from the regular episode of SmackDown in the sense that, it had all these guys, Hall of Famers and legends, like, show up. Nothing was more awkward than the weird commentary table with Booker and Jerry Lawler.
Oh, yeah.
And all the times they would cut to them and they didn't have anything to say. That was fun. But other than that, like, it didn't feel all that special.
No, it didn't.
It didn't feel like nearly as much effort went behind this as all the Raw anniversary milestone type.
Well, and there wasn't.
Shows.
We mean we were talking about Raw 1000 3 or 4 months in advance.
Yeah,
we were hearing, like, they're getting this guy back. They're in talks to this mm-hmm. guy to see if this person can come back. Da 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 da.
I think a part of that comes from them having to promote at least 3 to 4 shows at one point in time. At the same time.
Yeah.
I honestly
don't think it crossed their minds. I don't think it occurred to them. Mm-hmm. While back, Batista went on Twitter complaining about the fact that he had not been asked back yet.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, I don't think he was being snubbed. I think it would just, like...
I don't think they thought of it yet.
I don't think the plans had been
fully
put together.
I fully believe that, 100%.
So, which is a bummer.
No, yeah, it is. I'm glad Batista got to go. Like, Batista, he really wants one more run.
Yes.
He really does. And I want to see what he can do. Like, I want to see what he has in mind. And again, you have moments where WWE is allowed to be a little edgier lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like just let him come in, do his thing, and anything short of blading, like, let him do it.
Yeah.
Like, just see what he has in the tank and see what he has in mind,
I a little bit wonder. Batista has been the most vocal. We're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy a lot this week.
Yeah.
But Batista has been the most vocal about James Gunn leaving and about being mad at Disney and pretty much pointing the finger and being like, you made a bad call.
Yep.
You fired this guy you shouldn't have. You should bring him back right now because you made a mistake and we're wrong. It was bad of you to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't think WWE, you know, heading, you know, face first into Saudi Arabia wants that Batista tweeting out for them.
True. That is true. Yeah, maybe have Batista sign up for stuff after.
Yep. November 3rd, Batista signs with WWE.
Sure. But yeah, like, and we talk about, you know, how much of a struggle creative has, you know, experienced lately. Like, just, you know, there's a lot of stuff where they clearly aren't writing very well at certain points of time, especially when all their focus has been just on Roman.
Yeah.
And you have a guy come in who is a giant superstar, both physically and just in terms of popularity. He's in a freaking Marvel franchise. He wants to come in, and he wants to do his thing, and he wants to face off against Triple H, who, you know, WWE seems so willing to push in the forefront, even though he's barely a part-timer.
Yeah.
They want to just talk about how important he is. You have a guy who wants to do business with him.
Triple H.
Who is a super, like a huge super. Batista could come in and, in theory, should be able to come in and be like, I want a feud with that guy and get it.
Yes.
You know?
And you're going to give Triple H a WrestleMania match.
Right.
You know you are.
So
there's no reason you should, but
they
you
always
are.
Want it to be a high-profile thing.
Yeah.
There's your high-profile thing right there with Batista. And apparently he's had this whole idea for One Final Run for a while now. So creative's like, all right, well, that's one feud I got to worry with.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them do their thing.
Well, and Batista,
between
like,
him and Triple H, they can figure out everything that they're going to do between Rumble and Mania.
Yeah, and WrestleMania is within a month of Avengers 4.
Yeah.
So you would love that cross-promotion synergy.
Yeah.
And if Guardians 3 is still delayed,
mm-hmm.
Batista might not have the, you know, insurance issues
no.
that John Cena had for no
like, bumps. I don't know what he has as far as like other movies lined up, because he's doing a lot of projects.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming there's this big gap for where Guardians 3 was shooting.
Yeah.
And that's no longer there.
And that's the thing, yeah, we The Rock's had the issues, John Cena's had the mm-hmm. issues with insurance and like the movie companies not wanting full on wrestling matches out of these guys.
Again, you mentioned WrestleMania happens a month before the next Avengers.
It's within a month.
Within a month.
Yeah.
You could have at least half, not even the full cast, the half of the Avengers cast sitting ringside.
Yeah.
How WWE is begging for that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
The good attention, not the attention they're getting for the Saudi Arabia thing.
No.
Now, granted, if they go to the Saudi Arabia thing, do you really think the Avengers cast would want to show up? Probably not.
No, but you say, hey, Batista, mm-hmm. would you give your friends free ringside tickets
yeah.
to WrestleMania? They got to wave at the camera once.
Wave at the camera once. If they want to sit there during your match, they're more than welcome to. If they want to sit there the entire night, they can. The rest
yeah.
of the night, they can just chill and catering with you.
Yeah.
Or they can just hang out and take pictures and like smile and wave. And like, and they would probably pay them for it.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, they would pay them for it. They'd probably use their Saudi Arabia blood money for it. So, yeah. There's so many of these things, like as much of a hard decision as this whole Saudi Arabia thing is, it seems like there's so many other things that is just silver platter gifted to them, and they're like, no,
I don't
no,
know.
I want caviar or something. Like, I don't want this meal that you've given me or something.
So it's yeah, and it mm-hmm. it's interesting. This whole podcast has mm-hmm. just come back to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. It's unavoidable.
It's unavoidable. It's
yeah.
the main thing. And like I said at the beginning, I was like, because I've been thinking about it all week. I'm like, we've done so good about
yeah.
like political, like walking the line.
At the same time, I feel like I've touched on how gross Saudi Arabia has felt leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, are we going to really like continue talking about it? And then this happens, like, okay, well, we have to talk
about
it. Well,
there's yeah. no like beforehand, it was like a customary like nod to like, hey, we should mention that there is this underlying issue.
Yeah.
Like it's still we're gonna go with it, we're gonna deal with it.
Yep.
And I'll be honest, like we don't know the full extent of like what all, or we didn't at the time,
mm-hmm.
like what all they're trying to do. And I know that Saudi Arabia's trying to do some good things and like, you know, okay, maybe if that's highlighted and da, 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 da. So and we'll like And a lot of it was with this, like, women can't wrestle thing was, mm-hmm. okay,
while acknowledging this you've come so far narrative, we don't want to get lost in the you've got so far to go portion of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just different.
Yeah.
This is just so much more so blatant, like, you are running as fast as you can to the edge of the cliff, and we're all watching.
Yeah. But just for, like, future reference and just, you know, just pointing this out, it may seem pretty obvious, but now with this episode of the podcast, just remember never to go to Saudi Arabia, because now it's out there and we are speaking against them. And they apparently don't like that so much. So,
as always, I'm Chris and this is Chris, the one person hosting this podcast.
So, with the remaining time left on the podcast, you want to talk about healthcare or something?
Do you have anything else this week?
God, no.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CR Attire, where we live tweet when it's appropriate. It feels like it's going to be appropriate a lot this week.
It already has been. I've been tweeting up a storm. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, your own thoughts about Saudi Arabia, why not? Let's get political in the email. Send that to our email. That's classringattire@gmail.com.
We're also on iTunes. Easy way to follow the podcast. Give us a rating of
5 stars.
That kind of stuff really helps out the podcast to get new viewers and listeners. Listeners, no viewers, just listeners.
Unless you're viewing this, which would be really weird. if you're listening to us on InsidePulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
We're also on Facebook. Easy way to follow Chris. Easy way to follow myself. See what other kind of things we're talking about.
And coming up soon, we are still doing the Extra Life marathon stream coming up the second week in November. I believe it's November 10th. Just go on our Facebook. We'll have more information as we get closer to that and help us raise money for Duke Children's Hospital.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.